Embattled Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele says he has made mistakes and wants to put a controversy over his lavish spending habits behind him. Steele made his remarks yesterday at the Southern Republican Leadership Conference, a gathering of several thousand GOP activists held in New Orleans over the past 3 days. The event also offered a preview of some possible presidential campaigns, and there was some good news for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. NPR's Don Gagne reports from New Orleans.
The conference featured 3 days of speeches and breakout sessions, all designed to fire up activists and to help the party take advantage of early polling that indicates Republicans could make big gains come the midterm elections in November. The final speaker to take the stage at this event late yesterday afternoon was Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele. He urged his audience to stay focused on the important work of winning back the U.S. House from Democratic control. But he also acknowledged that he has been a distraction from that effort.
I'm the first here to admit I've made mistakes. And it's been incumbent on me to take responsibility, shoulder that burden, make the necessary changes, and move on.
Steele is referring indirectly to revelations that he has spent RNC money, money from contributors, on private jets and limos. Then there was that embarrassing story about a $2,000 tab at a West Hollywood strip club. Steele was not at the club, but the incident was another black eye for the committee under his leadership. He added that Republicans need to keep the attention on Democrats and their record.
The one mistake we cannot afford to make is to lose.
And while much of the talk at this GOP gathering was about how to take back the U.S. House and how to remove Nancy Pelosi from the speakership, there was also a lot of buzz about 2012 and taking back the White House from President Obama. Everywhere you turn, there were T-shirts, posters, hats, and buttons promoting some Republican who may or may not make a run for the party's presidential nomination.
This is for Governor Romney. These are buttons. Yeah, we're trying to encourage people to vote for him in the strongholds.
This group, called Evangelicals for Romney, was working the crowd outside the ballroom. Romney himself didn't make it to New Orleans. Neither did another candidate from 08, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. But Huckabee's Political Action Committee handed out stickers at a booth in the exhibit hall. Other potential candidates did show up. Texas Congressman Ron Paul, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum, and current Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who used his speech to offer a word of caution.
Don't worry about 2012. The election we got to be focused on is the election of 2010. We can't wait till 2012 to start taking our country back.
Now, Barber's insistence that the focus be on this year's midterms did not keep his name out of a presidential straw poll designed to gauge preferences for 2012. There were 9 names on the ballot. Event organizers announced the results last night.
It was incredibly close. As you can see, we had a 1-point vote difference there. Mitt Romney winning, Ron Paul being right there also.
So Romney came in first, Ron Paul second. Next were Palin and Gingrich, each at 18%. No one else cracked double digits. In a similar straw poll at the big conservative political action conference early this year in February in Washington, Ron Paul won. Romney's victory yesterday was a surprise. Recall that he was a no-show here. David French was one of those handing out Romney literature this week.
We didn't really expect to win it, to be honest, but we're thrilled that we did.
As for the fact that it's a straw poll and nothing more, French smiles.
But it's always better to win than not to win in politics.
Don Gagne, NPR News, New Orleans.